This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Thirsty Thursday. Steve Miggs.
Uh-oh.
I think I might be a thief and I didn't even know it, but I want to check really quick if the thing that I believe I stole belongs to any of you guys.
Okay.
So I've been using this pen for I don't even know how long now, and I didn't realize what it says on one side, and I just noticed it this morning. It says, hands off my pen, and then a word I'm not going to say.
A word that rhymes with Rick.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
But it's not my, and then I realized like, oh, I'm the one that rhymes with Rick.
Well, yeah, we could have told you that before the pen incident.
But is this any of your guys' pen?
Yeah, it's Danny's. He's been asking about it for a while
now. It's not Danny's pen.
It's not my pen.
It's not your pen?
I wish it was my pen.
No.
It's kind of cool, right? Sarah, not yours?
No, it is something I would have, though.
Right? It's spicy.
I feel like that's somebody I own, like, I feel like there's multiple ones of those, and somebody thought it'd be funny to have those because people kept stealing their pen.
Well, apparently I'm the pen thief.
Have you ever been anywhere where people get really weird about their pen?
Only if it's like one of those fancy expensive ones that starts with an M. Do you know what I'm talking about? Mont Blau or something.
No, I have no idea. But I've been like the places where like you have to sign for something and they're like looking at you like, give me back the pen. I was like, I wasn't planning on stealing your big pen. I'm going to give it back. Relax for a second.
Honestly, that's how I am. But anytime you guys ask to borrow a pen, I try to keep it really chill. But
oh,
then
really?
I notice when you guys do not return, and then you guys leave the studio, and then I casually just take my pen back.
Do you really?
I sure freaking
do. Wow.
You shouldn't give us this information because I'm going to ask for your pen all the time.
I'm going to just steal your pen all the time.
We should.
Yeah.
No, I know all the pens I have. I know exactly where they all are. So do not. I see you eyeing all of them over here.
I see three pens.
It's a nice collection.
With my name on them.
No. Now I'll know.
All right. Steve, let's inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power.
So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn today. Happy National Pickle Day.
I saw a post. It was pairing pickles with cheese and I was like, say less. I'm in.
Well, if you want to get a pickle for your dog, which sounds kind of strange, not a real pickle, but like a dog toy, Petco's got the line on them right now. They're all Christmas-themed pickles. I don't know why
this year
it's their thing, but we got DJ, our pup, a pickle with a Christmas hat on it, Santa hat.
Do you have a pickle Christmas ornament on your tree?
Not yet.
You need one.
Do you know about this?
No.
Yeah. somebody hides the pickle ornament on the tree, and then on Christmas morning, the person that finds the pickle ornament first gets to open the first gift. Yeah. And that's how we do it in our house.
Who comes up with these things?
I don't know.
That's been a thing forever.
Really?
Yeah. The little tiny, we have a little tiny pickle, and I made Lily find it last year, but then she got a special prize.
Oh my gosh, Danny, I'm glad that we're pickle siblings.
Pickle partners. My biggest regret of 2024 was not getting the Dr. Pepper infused pickle thing that they had at the fair.
Yes.
I wanted to try it so bad, and I completely forgot about it, but I've been seeing it online lately, and I'm like, damn it, why didn't I just go get it?
I did my research, and I did talk to a couple of people who tried it at the fair, and they said it was a little much.
That's fine.
It's still worth a shot.
Too pickly?
Yes. Oh, man, big announcement happened this morning at 4 a.m. I'm sure everybody woke up to find out what's going on at Climate Pledge Arena, and it was exactly what we thought it was going to be. Linkin Park just announced that this morning that they are coming to Seattle. It's part of their big tour that's going to be happening in 2025, all in support of their brand-new record, From Zero, which comes out tomorrow.
Ooh, and excited.
They're coming to Climate Pledge Arena on September 24th, and which basically means you have plenty of time to get familiar with the record, because it's like not until another year from now that we have to wait to see it. Have you heard the new song?
No.
They put on I'm happy that the album comes out tomorrow, because I was about to get to the point where I'm like, you've put out too many singles. I think there's four new songs. I love all of them. Mm-hmm. And this one might be my favorite. It's called Two-Face. You want to hear a little bit of it?
Let's do it.
All right. To put it all behind, I run into it blind like. I just feel like they just decided, you know what, we're just going to be a nostalgia group and do early Linkin Park, and I'm all for it.
It's awesome. I like the video, too.
Plus, somebody brought up a good point. There's a point in the song where, like, instead of shut up when I'm talking to you, she's got her own new, like, moment in the song that's kind of awesome. I can't hear myself think. Stop yelling at me! Stop yelling at me. So before it was shut up when I'm talking to you. Now it's stop yelling at me. So
I love it.
Yeah. They're coming to town again. That's going to be happening over at Climate Pledge Arena on September 24th. And a new record out tomorrow.
This poor couple from Oregon, Kalina and Shane, they put together their dream wedding. And then they've gone viral for it because almost no guests attended. Apparently they invited about 75 people and there were only 5 that showed up.
If this happened to Sarah, she would be on the news. I guarantee
it. For murdering people? Yeah.
Or at least vandalizing their homes.
Yes.
So there was a ton of disappointment, obviously. The guests that did attend embraced the masquerade ball theme that the couple decided to go with.
Oh, that's why no one showed up. It was a stupid theme.
But then Inside Edition did a report on this.
This bride is dancing with joy. Making gorgeous wedding dress is just right before heading to her reception. The doors open and she enters in all her bridal glory with her husband and son by her side.
Okay, the music is killing me, first
so
of all.
Sad.
They are ready to share the best day ever with family and friends. But wait, where are all the guests?
Inside Edition has nothing else to report on, apparently, including us.
The hall is empty. No one showed up.
It's been a lot. It's been a whirlwind of feeling kind of empty.
Bride Kalina Pavlovsky is still in shock.
That just breaks my heart, though, honestly. Like, what did they do? Did they upset some people? What happened?
Maybe nobody likes them.
It's got to be that.
No matter what the reason is, it's devastating.
Or maybe they put the wrong date.
But who agrees to go to a wedding and then, like, the majority of the people just don't show up?
People who really don't like the couple.
Oh. Just to troll them?
Oh, yeah.
Man, we should have all boycotted Sarah's wedding.
Dude.
Could you imagine?
I was scared to not even go. Like, let alone if we want to play a joke. No way in hell would I play a joke with Sarah when it comes to that.
Oh, no. I don't think you two would be here if you did that.
Hey, Seahawks, they just activated tackle Abraham Lucas from Yeah, that's very good news. Also, DK Metcalf, he did return to practice, so fingers crossed everything's going to be good with both of those guys this Sunday as they take on the 49ers, because, boy, could we use both of those guys. Unfortunately, though, Leonard Williams did not practice, so that's kind of a bummer because he's been, you know, a pretty good, one of the few bright spots, I feel mm-hmm. like, for the Seattle Seahawks. As far as weather, we're going to hit a high of 51 degrees. It's going to be cloudy today. The Kraken play tonight. They're over at Climate Pledge Arena taking on the Chicago Blackhawks. That is the DMD, and that's what's up.
Migs, can you do an impression?
Why are you going to do this to me? All right, let me try one. I have a certain set of skills.
Okay. That was good. You know who it was, right?
Was that Liam Neeson?
Boom.
Okay, good. That was pretty good.
I knew him just because of the line, not because of the impression.
All right, do one that's not Kermit.
Oh, I can't do that.
Well, there's a guy.
No. Dang it, Steve.
There's a guy that was able to get a restaurant reservation all because he can do a great impression of a very well-known actor. You're going to hear how he pulled it off at 6:20.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There is a guy who can do a perfect Arnold Schwarzenegger impersonation, and he has gone viral for it because he called up to get a reservation at a restaurant as Arnold.
And his impression isn't just him going, yeah. Like, he actually can have a conversation, because I think a lot of people do, I'll be back. That's pretty good, right?
This is beyond that.
Yeah, yeah. It's better than that. So here's how it sounded.
Hey, this is Arnold. Listen, I will be in the area tonight around 8 o'clock. I mean, if you can have any wiggle room, it would be absolutely fantastic.
Would you like me to put it under your name?
If you could use a pseudonym, I think we should use Ari, A-R-I, Schwartz.
I have a feeling that's who it is.
I mean, they will not know.
All right, you are all set.
Thank you so much, and I'll see you soon, right? Hasta la vista.
All righty, bye-bye.
All right, thank you.
I kind of now want to live in a world where Arnold does end his conversations by saying hasta la vista, baby.
I'm upset that he doesn't.
He might.
Maybe he does.
And I will say, if I get diarrhea at this restaurant, I will not be back.
Okay. Oh, my God. That's pretty impressive.
I remember way back in the day, we had Craig Gass on our show. This is like forever when I worked on the Andy Savage show. And this is when we were a little bit more willy-nilly with like calling people without their permission. You could get a lot of trouble for it now. And you could get into a lot of trouble for it back in those days, but we were a little dumb. Mm-hmm. Okay, a lot dumb. And we had him doing, I think it was his Al Pacino impression or his Jack Nicholson. Like, he did a really good Al Pacino. And we're like, let's see how far we can get with this. And this is back when Jay Leno was still doing The Tonight Show. So we called NBC. And he said, hey, it's Al Pacino. I need to talk to Jay. And he was being very abrupt and being like almost, you know, arrogant, like a celebrity might or probably is. And they were like, hold on, let me put you through to this person. Hold on, let me put you through to this person. So on and so forth. I mean, maybe within five calls, all of a sudden, who's answering the phone? Jay freaking Leno.
No way.
And we're like, what? And we're all just there like, this is not really happening. And Jay, unlike the rest of the people who answered, knew in like 2 seconds that it wasn't Al Pacino. And it was like, oh, real funny, buddy. And then hung up on him.
I wonder how often that actually happens to him.
See, my question was, I wonder how quickly people got fired. Because everyone was like, oh, I'm so sorry, Al. Okay, hold on 1 second. Put him in like, even like the I can't remember who the producer was for Jay Leno, but it was like a well-known person. And they were even duped by it.
Oh my God, that's very impressive.
It was so great.
I don't have skills at that level.
So you can't do impressions?
I don't think so.
There's nobody that you don't have a single go-to.
No.
Wow. I figured drunk Taryn back at the Coug.
Oh my God.
You're like, everybody gather around. I got a great impression.
No. I mean, I might try to karaoke like a certain person.
Yeah, but you wouldn't just have a little spiel.
No.
Well, and honestly, because remember, we've had a couple of listeners call in and be like, their kids love listening to Taryn because she reminds them of the Raya the Last Dragon, the person that does the dragon.
Yes.
I don't remember who the celebrity is that does that voice, but you do really, you close your eyes and listen to it. You're very spot on with just your normal voice.
I gotta work on that. Lean into that a little.
That was an unintentional one.
I know.
And at a bar, I think if you said, I could be Raya from The Last Dragon, people are like,
who?
All right. Let's hear it, Taryn.
Cool party trick.
Yeah. Sarah, can you do any? No. Yeah.
No.
You're not an impression person.
Oh, gosh. Nope.
So I said, Steve, you do a wonderful Marge Simpson.
Oh,
you do.
Oh, homie.
Yeah.
My voice has got to be a little bit more shot to pull it off.
I can hear it in there, though.
Oh, thanks, Taryn. I can't do it now. See, when the pressure's on, I can't do it. But I bet Rockaholics can.
I was thinking the same thing.
Okay. I think it'd be kind of fun if the Rockaholics called in right now. I'm sure we're just four oddballs that don't do any impressions. Well, Danny does his Kermit / Patrick Mahomes. I bet someone out there has a good impression, and it'd be fun if they called in, and then we have to guess who it is. So we don't know.
Oh, I'm in. Quiz us, Rockaholics. Give us a call now, 206-803-ROCK. Can we figure out your impression? Call up doing the impression, and we will see if we can figure out who you are impersonating. 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Foo Fighters.
The Daily Migs Show.
Rockaholics, we want to know if you can do a celebrity impression. Call us up and do that impression for us, and we're going to see if we can figure out who you are impersonating. 206-803-ROCK. We will start with Mr. Mike at Great Wolf Lodge.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you today?
Is this the impression? Because so far I have no idea who you are.
No, this is Mr. Mike from Great Wolf.
What's up, Mr. Mike? All right, let's just bust right into the impression, and we'll see if we can figure it out.
Okay. Well, I just felt like running. Mama said,
Forrest Gump.
To the ocean, I could meet Bubba, and he would take me home from there, and we would go fishing on his shrimp and boats.
I feel like there's many a random weekend night where everyone's wasted that Mike just busts into that, and he never stops talking like that. Like, we get it, you're Forrest Gump, Mike.
Chris in Smoky Point, let's hear your impersonation.
SpongeBob.
That was actually really
that was awesome.
Good.
That
laugh.
Thanks, Chris. Old Man Kenny in Gig Harbor. Let's hear your impression.
To be or to not, goddamn be.
Is that Clint Eastwood?
To be or to not, goddamn be.
Is it Ronald Reagan?
Jack Nicholson.
Sorry, Kenny. Down. We're 0-2 on that one.
Leo in Port Orchard, let's hear your impression.
I like he only had that one line.
I know.
Well, I guess you might say that I like biscuits and mustard.
Is that Billy Bob Thornton? What movie is that from?
Oh, man. Sling Blade.
Yeah, I almost cursed. I was like, wow. I forgot we were on the radio. I felt like we're hanging out at a bar bull crapping.
Zach from Puyallup, let's hear your celebrity impression.
I'll get you, my pretty little dog, too.
Oh, look at Witch of the West. Witch of all things, Zach? That's the one?
Rock on, Zach.
You know the funny part is everyone is just at a bar, like, drunk at some point. And just like, guys, guess what? I could do a Wicked Witch impersonation.
And I can totally see, like, as it goes on, the drunker people get, the entire bar is just doing impressions.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the more people were like, yeah, man, that was spot on.
No, I think people would move on to another impression soon after that one.
Rockaholics, I don't want you to impersonate a smart person. I want you to be a smart person because Steve Miggs deserves to go down right now. He's got a record of 323 wins.
Why the hate?
93 losses and 55 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Miggs at 6:50.
The Daily Miggs Show.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.